Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
Any right that requires you to take extraordinary measures to access it is no right at all. Not when patients and providers have to endure harassment and intimidation just to walk into a health center. Not when... Not when making an appointment means taking time off from work, finding childcare, and driving halfway across your state. Not when providers are required by state law to recite misleading information to women in order to shame and scare them. And not as long as we have laws on the book like the Hyde Amendment, making it harder for low-income women to exercise their full rights.
That's Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speaking earlier this year at a campaign rally in New Hampshire, calling for federal funding of abortion. That's what it means. If the Hyde Amendment were to fall, it would mean federal funding for abortion, without a doubt, especially if she were elected. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Wednesday afternoon, the 7th of September. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and federal funding of abortion. Of course, that follows on the heels earlier this summer of the Democratic Party platform, including specific calls for the end of the Hyde Amendment and really any regulation whatsoever, state by state, on abortion in order, in the name of free access and a woman's right to choose. Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List. She'll be joining us here in just a minute to talk about federal funding for abortion. A little bit later, Pastor Paul McCain. Our series on the Lutheran Confessions continues in Luther's Large Catechism. We turn to the subject of baptism. Then we're going to talk about the massive exodus from the Norway State Church. They've made it possible online to quit the church or to join the church for that matter. And August saw a record number, tens of thousands leaving that church. We're going to find out why and what's going on in its alternative, the Lutheran Church of Norway, with Pastor Torkild Masvi, who is Provisional Bishop of the Lutheran Church of Norway. Then we're going to spend some time with Mark and Molly Hemingway of the Weekly Standard and the Federalist, getting our weekly update on the November elections. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also send us a tweet at issuesetc or the Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about Hillary Clinton and federal funding of abortion, Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's president of the Susan B. Anthony List and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Hillary Clinton, You Must Pay for Abortions or Else. Marjorie, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hello, Todd. I'm glad to be with you.
Generally speaking, why is federal funding for abortion, full federal funding for abortion, such a priority for the Democratic Party this time around?
Well, you have to understand that they see this as a human right. I mean, isn't that a crazy inversion of logic, that the right to take the lives of unborn boys and girls is a human right? They see it as a human right for women, and they argue it as such. So if it's a human right, and you say, okay, yes, that's right, and that you can't afford it, well, then they say that it's not actually a human right anymore. It's not being treated as such. So not only do they get the right to do this up until birth, but we also have to be complicit in it by funding it. And they have decided that this is the year for them to reach that far. In my view, and I think in the view of almost 90% of Americans, this is a massive overreach on their part and even a mistake politically.
What specifically in the Democratic Party platform that was approved earlier this summer, what specifically outlines their plan in order to procure full funding for abortion?
Mm-hmm. Well, their plan is to elect a president that is for this, and that would be Hillary Clinton. They discuss in their platform the concept that access full access has to be guaranteed. And when they say that, they don't mean that it's just legal, but that we put up no barriers in their way for abortion funded up until birth. I mean, even the minor thing of regulating abortion clinics so that there are, you know, standards there. So their plan is to elect the president, Hillary Clinton, who believes all that, and then and to elect a pro-choice, pro-abortion Senate, and to make sure that this becomes law. The Hyde Amendment, which kept federal funding out of the abortion business and has been the kind of middle ground position between Democrats and Republicans for many years, decades, would get wiped away under this plan. So that's why the fight, really, to retain a pro-life Senate and a House and to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House is such a priority.
I'm wondering here, the Hyde Amendment has been popular, at least it seemed to have been popular in a bipartisan way for such a long time. It was a given. It generally sailed through pretty easily.
That's right.
What changed in the Democratic Party that suddenly the Hyde Amendment is now the boogeyman, the political boogeyman?
You're right on both points. I mean, it was the conscience protection for taxpayers. It was, at least we won't make people complicit in what they have a moral objection to for many, many years. And there were used to also be a whole lot of pro-life Democrats. And there still are some, but so few that now they're in a position where they've decided that it is a moment to really reach far, that they've gotten some victories under their belt politically, and they think that this is the moment to really make that moment real. The idea that we should be complicit in the deaths of unborn boys and girls, they may not agree with, but they certainly in the past have acknowledged that we believe it. Now they just don't care, and we'll see. They've reached too far, but they've only reached too far if we say something about it, which I'm so glad you're doing right now. Communicating what we think is a big deal, and this is how democracy works.
You say that they're targeting not only the Hyde Amendment, but also the Helms Amendment. What is that, and how is it different?
The Hyde Amendment is a specific rider to the Medicaid legislation that says you can't use federal funding in Medicaid for abortions. The Helms Amendment is basically the same internationally. A lot of people, when they're talking about this, they just say the Hyde Amendment as a general principle that applies to any federal funds. So if you think of it that way, it means that it can't go to abortions in prisons, on military bases, in the federal employee health programs, in all sorts of government funding. So generally what they mean by the Hyde Amendment is any federal funding whatsoever should not be tainted with abortion.
Including the Smith Amendment, which has to do with health insurance plans, and the Dornan Amendment, which applies to D.C.
D.C., that's right. So, yeah, that D.C. was the one I didn't mention. And, you know, so what happens every year, every fiscal year, is that we're arguing each of these riders, these little temporary provisions and spending bills, and so they took on the names of the great advocates for life through time. So, actually, it's a litany of some of the greatest legislators we've had. Helms, Dornan, Smith, Hyde, and that was achieved at great cost. I mean, it seems like such a modest proposal that we not pay for killing other people, but it was achieved at great diplomatic cost, and there was a lot of diplomacy involved in bringing two parties together. Now, in one election, and in, you know, 1 6-month span, the idea is now being reviled by Democrats, and agreed to by Tim Kaine, the VP nominee, who used to argue that this is a very important policy. Now he's signed on to someone that he's willing to bury his conscience for.
Also, you mentioned, and I think you mentioned this earlier, Marjorie, that there is state legislation that would simply seek to regulate the abortion industry, and that is also intolerable under the new Democratic Party platform. Talk about that.
Yes. That's true, and that we've seen argued now on the national level in the Supreme Court, testing a Texas law that regulated abortion clinics there, making sure that there were ambulatory surgical centers that were close by, that they were raised to the standards of those centers, and that there were admitting privileges to a hospital close by. Those were the requirements. The Supreme Court struck that down with the absence of Scalia. But frankly, if Scalia had even been there, they still would have struck it down, assuming he didn't convince people his way. So what does that mean? That they're on the other side of the argument? They're saying that even a fire extinguisher, and this is actually what they argued, because they didn't chop up the ruling. They just said all this stuff limits access, all these things, all these requirements on abortion clinics that nail salons require, that all these places require, you can't have it. So a fire extinguisher, which is required in this legislation, they knocked that out too. Totally reasonable requirements were just with one spell swoop thrown out. So that is what they mean by access. They mean if you require a fire extinguisher, you've limited access. Now, nobody agrees with that. It's almost absurd to even say. But they're willing to strike down things like that in the name of access to what they think is a human right. It is so absurd on its face. That's why your voice and everybody listening is so important right now.
Where do the American people stand on this? Do the American people want this kind of, as you say, absurd opposition to reasonable regulation? Do the American people want their taxpayer dollars to pay for every abortion in the United States?
I have never seen a poll that was fairly worded. And when I say that, I'm truly saying, broadly speaking, from being formerly pro-choice, I can say even from that perspective, I've never seen a poll fairly worded that showed that anything but the pure left-wing Democratic demographic didn't oppose it. In other words, almost every single demographic, Hispanics, independents, and in many polls, Democrats, Republicans, women, all agree that funding this is, they're opposed to it. They're opposed to federal funding of it. So it's not, they didn't choose this because it was a popular opinion and that it was a winning political opinion within almost any group. They did it because they believe in it. And they did it because they thought it was the right thing. And they did it because there are a lot of people funding Democrat campaigns, especially Hillary Clinton's, that want to see this happen. And that's why it's happening now. And you know what? They could get away with it. The only way they can't, though, is if we actually match their voice and their passion. Otherwise, anything can happen.
Is it possible that they're overplaying their hand, that they view this as perhaps their best foreseeable opportunity to get this done, and they are really doing this kind of under the gun, so to speak?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that it is true that they're overreaching. They're counting on our just rolling over and admitting defeat, and they've declared a rout on the other side of the pro-life community and of pro-life politicians. That's crazy talk, because there's no chance that that's the case. We have the most pro-life Senate we have ever had. We have a tremendously pro-life House. If we had had a different president, we would have defunded Planned Parenthood this past year. I mean, this has been an amazing time for pro-life leaders. So the idea that somehow now everyone would immediately gone on to the idea of taxpayer-funded abortion up until birth is not reasonable. But it is going to be. But the only way that it will work against them, again, is for citizens and candidates and voters to really make their views known.
Marjorie Danningfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled "Hillary Clinton, You Must Pay for Abortions or Else." You'll find a link to this column and to the Susan B. Anthony List at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Marjorie, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You're a great interviewer. I appreciate it.
Pastor Paul McCain joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions and Luther's Large Catechism, turning to the subject of holy baptism. Stay tuned.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Faith Lutheran Church and School in Plano, Texas preaches Christ crucified. Join us each Lord's Day to hear law and gospel preaching and to receive the Lord's Supper. Our classical preschool through grade 12 Lutheran school is second to none. The school serves home educators, too, with online classes in the high school. We are located at 1701 East Park Boulevard in Plano, Texas. Reach us by phone at 972-423-7448 or on the web at www.flsplano.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.